Good morning, Barbados. Welcome to Getting Down to Brass Tacks for July 18th. It's an overcast Wednesday out there, and it's also a very busy day here in Bridgetown. My operator today is Ronald Clark. We know him in the Calypso Arena as the announcer, and he has first up in the semis. So let's hope that he represents the Starcom team well this time around. So, Ronnie, we're looking forward to seeing you in the finals this year. Interesting thing here in the newspaper that really caught my eye. I plan to talk about something else, but is this car on Tweeside Road? The people are complaining it's a nuisance. This vehicle apparently was there since last Saturday. People are claiming that it was burnt. It was got an accident. Then after the accident, the guys ran away. Then they came back and they burnt the car, and it is still there. My concern is not so much this particular incident, but the fact that wherever you go across Barbados, there are vehicles on open lots. There are vehicles right next to the road, cutting sometimes small gaps. So small streets for those who listen to us overseas, cutting them basically in half because of either mechanics working on those things, on those vehicles, and then abandoning them, or the people who own them just parked them there and walked away. And nothing seems to be going on to clean up this mess. And it doesn't matter which parish you're in, wherever you go across Barbados, you see this proliferation of old vehicles. What I find amazing is that the health authorities have not gotten involved, because these vehicles, these old vehicles, is a haven for rats. I mean, and again, as you're driving along the street these days, you see a lot of dead rats during the day. Or you just see them crossing the street. And we're not talking mongoose now. We're talking rats, okay? When you see rats in the day, you know you have a rat problem. I remember about a couple of months ago, it was sometime in April, I spoke with someone from the Ministry of Health, and they were making the point that they were planning some program to, you know, up the ante on rat eradication. I haven't heard anything about that program, but I really have to follow that up. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the things I would like for you to do today is, if you know about anywhere where cars are piled up on in streets or areas, as just a footnote, this has nothing to do with what you call to talk about, as just a footnote, just give me your address and whatnot, because what I would like to do is to really find out how serious this problem is all over the island. I also like to find out how people feel about it, and let's see if we can get some sort of traction on this, because it makes this country look unsightly. My second issue, and I really can't develop it, is what I call the Mandela moment, Mia's Mandela moment, where she is extending this olive branch to those who may know something about any of the corruption that took place. To come forward. I want to know how Barbadians feel about that. I really would like to. Anyhow, I have a whole set of calls, so let's go to the first call. Good morning. You're on Brass Tacks.
This is hello. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Not well. And you?
I am always well when I'm hearing you.
Okay. I listened to the press conference held on last Sunday evening with David Ellison, the Prime Minister of Barbados, the Honourable Mayor Amor Motley, and there were some things that I was more interested in. I thought David would expand upon them. And one is, many Barbados, their party was in opposition, they support smaller economic matters, I was saying that the wages bill and the salary bill is too high. I thought he would have expanded more on that. And the other thing too is that the tourism sector, Mr. Gary Simmons, St. James Central. He was used to complain that tourists are not spending the money. And I remember Mr. Richard Seeley, who was the Minister of Tourism, telling me the House asked him if he expected he could go in the tourist parking and put the money in his bank. No, I am anxiously waiting on what is going to happen with the outcome of the report sent in by the IMF to the government of Barbados, because I heard last week Rosalind Smith. She said she had a meeting with the Prime Minister, and there's no...
No. She didn't say that.
Oh, what she said?
She was talking in terms of the meeting with the IMF. Are you speaking about in terms of what Connie McDonald would have said, and she was responding to it?
This is the same context when she said that those 6,000 people will be going home. Is that the same?
Well, sir, I've heard you on this 6,000.
No.
That is one of the many WhatsApp messages. Actually, that's one of the nicer ones, because there's some very damaging WhatsApp messages going around. I've seen quite a few. And, you know, when I heard that, it reminded me of the 2013 election, when there were supposed to be 10,000 people going home if the Barbados Labour Party had won. And we know who said that. But be that as it may, all I'm saying to you is a WhatsApp message that's going around. And Ms. Smith was talking in terms of the IMF, the meeting that she was in at with the IMF. You go ahead.
Yeah. So, in other words, is she in a position to determine whether or not, let's say, not even 6,000, about 4,000 people would be going home? Because I don't know if you saw it, but I saw something on the, not on WhatsApp, I saw something that was posted on Facebook. Really say that some of the recommendations by the IMF were to...
The IMF has not made any recommendations
as
yet,
sir. I saw on Facebook. Well,
I know what... Sir, when you come to social media, as long as you're on social media, you can post anything. And a lot of things are being posted. But the IMF has not yet made any formal recommendations. And therefore, to come to on the air to suggest that these recommendations, there's a validity in what you're saying, is wrong. And it's very misleading. So don't do it.
Okay. But that is not the case. My own thing about it is that, in any way, people from these corporations, statutory boards, eventually will be going home, whether you want to believe it or not. Because I already gathered some information.
Sir, stop a minute. It isn't about what I want to believe. Because you're hopping from all over the place. So let's focus on one thing, all right? The fact about the matter is that the merger of different statutory corporations, in fact, that was one of the major issues in the 2013 election. It was supposed to have been tackled. It was not tackled. The can was kicked further down the road, and the financial mess got worse. So if you're going to talk about a situation like that, about people going home, let's put it in context. Okay?
But there's nothing to disagree with you. But the point remains, Mr. Price.
What point?
Whether you want to believe it or not, people will be going home.
All I am saying to you, okay, is if you put it in context, you will recognize that since even before 2013, okay, before a study was supposed to be carried out to look at a rationalization of the statutory corporations, that it was known that this was going to happen. So this is nothing new. This is nothing. This is not even rocket science in any form. If you recall, and I'll just bring one, National Sports Council, the Wilde Gymnasium, as well as Kensington Management. Remember, they came under one team. And there was a guy, I can't remember his name right off the top. Jerry was acting CEO from then. Okay? The fact about the matter is that was supposed to have been rationalized. That is just one of them. And the people in the National Sports Council were in limbo and have been in limbo ever since because they don't know if they're going or they're coming. So when you come here today to try to suggest that people can go home because it's an IMF thing, no. There needs to be a rationalization of those statutory corporations. That was identified from years ago, from around 2010, 2011, 2012. It was the basis of the whole privatization debate in the 2013 general election. Okay? So come on, don't try that. Anyhow, we had a nice chat this morning and I'm looking forward to hearing you another day. This is Brass Tass. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Johnston. Pleasant day to you. I want to make a comment this morning.
My voice is not as good as Mr. Johnston's. Neither do I have the gift of the gab of Mr. Johnston. I wish I really did.
I'm teasing you. I just want to make sure who's the person.
Mark, how are you doing, man?
Pretty well, Mr. Price. A very pleasant day to you.
And to you.
And I am going to be political. I want you to follow me in this course. Some days I'm not political, but I'm telling you from early I'm going to be political, so follow me. So that I will not go off track. And I hope not to, because I think I should know the use of radio. I want to first establish and compliment the members of the government, including the Prime Minister, on the integrity debate yesterday. I think it was of a very high standard, and I think every one of the members of the chamber put a case that is proof in relation to something that was discussed. And I could openly say that I feel vindicated, because since 2013, I have been projecting and causing some stir in relation to corruption, and people were accusing me of panicking. People called me all types of things. But I think at that time, Mr. Price, that I had an inkling of what was going on, but it could not have been justified until it was discussed later on by within this chamber. I say that to say this, right? We just came out of an election. And I want to compliment the members of the Barbados Labour Party for the standard of platform presentation over the campaign. None of the things that was said on the floor of Parliament yesterday, which revealed some factual positions, was said on the platforms across Barbados. And I say that this is class, because if these things were said on the platform in relation to the members of the outgoing government, then obviously, somewhere along the line, I don't think they would have scored the amount of votes that they scored based on the fact that the public would have heard the information. Mr. Price, what I'm trying to explain here is that there were some things that mentioned from the floor of Parliament yesterday that leave us spellbound. And since that is the case, I want to be the first on record. I do not want the members of this chamber to feel like the public of Barbados is not behind them. Obviously, they may not want to have people locked up, but they want to have justice done. They want to have some truth as to what was said from the floor of Parliament and what was said over the last couple of years. And that is, I believe they need to backdate. I think they need to backdate the questions as of 2013 and the behavior pattern of 2013. This don't mean that you're looking to lock up anybody. This means that you're proving that somewhere along the line there has been an area of dishonesty that came along as far back then from 2013 all the way up to 2018. Now, I can go beyond 2013, but they don't want to go up because of some of the things that were said on the floor of the House yesterday. What I'm expressing is that it does not make sense padding, you have revealed to the public of Barbados, for example, things that went on at our transport board. You revealed to the public yesterday things that went on at the Ministry of Housing. You revealed to the public yesterday the behavior of some lawyers in terms of signing and getting the millions of dollars for a scrap paper and that type of thing. You revealed to the public things that they heard. And if they were not listening to the chamber yesterday, then they've missed out on a lot of things that were
Mark, I disagree with you in terms of you've revealed. You've told the public. For me, revealing is, I would like to see some sort of documents. Okay?
All right, that's what I
would like to see done. People will say that, oh, you want to try to name and shame. No. You see, it is easy to talk about corruption. I mean, also what I got to do is say, well, look, if in 10 years you collected more in taxes than the last government did in all their 14 years, but we can't really see anything done for it, where the money gone? They can come to their own conclusion. But the point about it is that you can come to any conclusion you want to, but let's get some documentation. That's where the newspapers are there for. Let's see some documentation. And to my mind, that is what is missing. And to my mind, that's what the Barbadians want. Secondly, to deal with another aspect of what you were saying about the public being behind this. I can even talk about the public being behind this government. The public wants a better deal. I, for one, don't believe that the majority of people who voted for the Barbados Liberal and put them in power actually voted. I think a lot of them voted against the Democratic Liberal Party. There were a lot of Democratic Liberal Party people who voted against them because, quite frankly, they were doing a bad job. Okay? And so I don't think it is a case, and this is just my view, I don't think it's a case that so many people are so in love with the Barbados Liberal Party. I just think they want to get rid of the former government. But that is, as I said, my view. You would have a different one. You are me.
I have my view of this, Mr. Price, is that, and I said it to you earlier, that if the public of Barbados, and you're correct when you say, knew exactly what was said from the floor of Parliament yesterday in advance, then obviously the vote, as I said, would have been greater. So somewhere along the line is that I agree with you that behavior of the former government meant that the people from 2013, I want to establish this, from 2013, the people of this country were dissatisfied with the outcome of the election. And they kept it all the way down to 2018 to make sure that the decision factor comes to life. So what bounced back on the 24th of May was a case of a behavior pattern that came from 2013. But let me go on to say what I'm saying. I want to be clear on this, because I was told by one moderator that I did not know what I was talking. I revealed that this should be an investigation into the Bridgetown Port. I revealed that the cement plant, I revealed everything. It has come out in Parliament yesterday. It has come out in the sense that we have seen a former government of association. And my argument is this: you cannot go after the members of Parliament alone. You have to go after those persons who were part and parcel of the people who accompanied them, or the accomplished people who were involved in this exercise. So it is unfair, Mr. Price, for you to go and rob a bike or rob my motor car with an accomplice. And then eventually you face the court alone, and you're not guilty of it. So I'm saying that if we intend to change the corruption in Barbados as far as politics is concerned,
But we are assuming that there was corruption, right?
Hold on.
Don't forget that this is always an assumption. Unless there is evidence, all this is an assumption.
Let me continue, please.
No.
I said that in my opening remarks, and the public of Barbados will have an opportunity. When the Joint Committee of the House comes together, the public of Barbados will be able to establish. Now, Papa Doc has found himself in his lifetime in some areas of concern, he and his son. We saw that their accounts were frozen. And since their accounts were frozen, it meant that their lifestyle had to be stopped. I am of the opinion, Mr. Price, that lockup is not what we want. Lockup is not what we just want to expose and to show these people that there can be punishment. And the punishment can mean that I've seen within this country that the will of a former prime minister was put on hold.
Let me
have an established report.
No. You are really on thin ice, and you have made your point. Because even if you go on talking, we can cut you. So you made your point.
No, I'm not going to give you a chance.
Anyhow, just listen to this WhatsApp. Good day. I'm confused. If instances of malfeasance and other corrupt behavior has been revealed, why wouldn't you want to lock up? What would be the point of the exercise then? There must be consequences if justice is to be truly served. And Mark, just hold up. Mark, just listen. You have a problem. You don't like to listen. He's here, but don't listen. All I'm saying to you is that this is a general reaction of Barbadians to what Ms. Motley was saying yesterday, okay? As I'm simply saying to you, you need to be aware of what people are thinking, what people are feeling. Barbadians are hurting and they want to see justice. Miss Motley's Mandela moment is one where she's extending an olive branch of reconciliation. She wants to get the truth because it's going to be expensive to have a forensic audit, etc., etc. We have some idea that some things went wrong because the evidence is all around us that a lot of money has been spent. We know that, but we can't see why it has been spent or where it has gone. So we know something has gone wrong. At the same time, to find out exactly what went wrong would be a little difficult. So she's extended that olive branch. And that's why I'm asking here what people's views are. I cannot, and I'm stressing this, so don't go back on it. I cannot allow you to continue down that road. So very quickly.
Quickly. You have just
very quickly, in less than 60 seconds, raise your next point.
You have just convinced me that you are concerned, Juan. You have just convinced me that you didn't understand what it was saying. I didn't say what nobody lock up.
Mark,
I never said that.
Have a good day. We'll talk another time.
But
we'll talk another time, my friend. This is Brass Tats. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me load your radio.
4341790. I do apologize. I should have said that. I have to assume that there should be some new caller out there who may want to get in. And
hello?
Don't forget, yes, just give me a second, sir. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you know where a lot of old cars are, one or two, they're stopping up your gap, or they're just a park on a pasture, just let us know here so that we can make a note of it, have it investigated. Yes, sir, you're on the air. Good morning. Right ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question, though. You are elected to Parliament to manage the people's affairs, the people. This last government we had, the governor in history has been the richest government that ever was in the history of Barbados, with the amount of taxes that we were asked to pay. And there were some occasions when you didn't have a choice because the taxes were being taken out. Public works, no new buses, none. Roads hardly being built. And are you hearing what you heard this morning?
What are you hearing this morning, sir?
About proving it. The proof is there. The facts are there.
No, no proof is there. Hold on. In a court of law, those are just circumstantial. Okay, yes, we know that money was spent. Taxes were raised, one. Money was collected, two. Money was spent, three. What was it spent on? We do not know. But
right.
But five, you cannot make that gargantuan leap to suppose that it went into somebody's pocket. You cannot do that. Okay? We can assume that, but we cannot come to that conclusion. And coming to that conclusion is a very dangerous thing. And that's why I'm suggesting to you that Miss Prime Minister Motley's olive branch of people coming forward basically to say, well, look, we recognize things went wrong and this is what we know, blah, 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 blah. That is one way of finding out. Another way is, of course, a forensic audit, which is going to cost millions of dollars. And even then, you may not still get to the bottom of it if whatever was done, if something was indeed done, may not be able to unearth the evidence. You see, you have to remember that at the end of the day, if you are going to bring a case to court, you must have the facts, and they must be in black and white.
Okay, so when you read the newspapers about the ordinary man being taken before the courts for theft, are there always facts? You have to go to court to prove it, right? I, for one, I don't believe in commissioner inquiries because that is a big waste of taxpayers' money. So much of the big waste, even if the person going there and say, do it, if it's taken before the law courts, you can't use that evidence, right? You know what? I don't see why so many people want to be lawyers and politicians about this place. I don't see why. I want to go on to finance. I think I heard the album minister, I don't know if he's a minister, Glenn Clark, Mr. Glenn Clark, MP from St. George North, talking about ministers' salaries should be raised. When you went in there, you knew what you were going to get. And I want to tell Mr. Clark this. There is something near greed. Greed that is one of the ingredients to the destruction of mankind. The other ingredient is envy. I mean, you're getting allowances. You're getting a much bigger salary than a lot of people. And you gained there this yesterday talking about an increase in politicians' salaries. And we've got people here catching the tail. That making ends meet. What are you hearing at all? And one more thing, too. And so I'm going to discuss this with you because it's Mr. Ellis that told me he wanted to be precise about the transport authority, but I can give him a hint of precision. Since 2008, with the establishment of the transport authority, a lot of nonsense have been going on. When it was being established, we had heard that it's there to bring the ZR, the PSD situation, to some kind of sanity. Let me tell you what happened in Peninsula Sound Road, right? And it can't always be in the PSV people. You got no boat, a million vans from Silver Sands.
Not quite a million.
I know what you mean. Right. With every van that is added to that road, people's earnings are being eroded. You're making less. So what is going to happen now? You are creating an environment of hostility. You got men that normally behave themselves, do the right thing, who line up, who are not forced to do this because if they're going rebel, they ain't getting nothing. That is because of the transport authority. You got people at transport board whose jobs are under threat. Who do it? Transport authority by putting great competition to compete against transport board. You got places in this country that badly in need of transportation. You want to tell me all those vibes that you put in on Silver Sands and Silver Hill? Mm-hmm. You can sit down and talk to the stakeholders about coming to some kind of common ground?
Sir, just I want you to hold a minute because this is an area that clearly you don't listen to me when I'm on, that I feel very, very strongly about, but I need to take a commercial break here. So just hold on. Do not go away. We'll be right back.